Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Fear not, little flock. A lot of times we get the idea that God's moving when a lot of people are gathering. That's flesh, carnal. When you got people, listen, remember Jesus preached after he fed the 5,000 a bunch of food, right? How many of them remained when he finished preaching? 12. How many were there? 5,000 men. John 6. They left. They did not endure sound doctrine. Remember? Preach the word, 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 4. Preach the word, only the word, just the word. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, by the way, we live in that day, when they will not endure or hold themselves accountable to sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You notice in these denominational churches, a lot of them, and they have a board and they don't ever follow. You ever notice that? Bert? I'm not saying all churches, but there's a lot of them, okay? We've all been to some of them. 1 Timothy 3 gives the qualifications for elders and deacons, but they don't even acknowledge that in so many cases. They're looking for some hotshot young guy out of seminary as a slick talker and marketer. There's no such qualification as being an eloquent speaker. It's not in the list. You got to be a holy man that's not given the wine, have your kids in order, you know, these things right here. 1 Timothy 3, read the list. Paul himself, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, said that with the Corinthians, he purposely did not use eloquent speech. This is arguably one of the most educated, intelligent men that ever walked the earth. Even secular scholars acknowledge that. The Apostle Paul, rated to be one of, if not the most learned man that ever walked the planet. The chief apostle of Christ, some call him. And he said, I'm not going to come to you with excellency of speech, so that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of a mere man or men, but in the power of God. Paul didn't say, follow me. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. You think Paul had some weaknesses? Perhaps. I'm not saying we know he did. So guess what?
He had a thorn in his side.
Yeah, and notice, follow me as I follow Christ. Yeah. And maybe we should say that to each other. Hey, I've got some good things of Christ working in my life, but some of the things I have not apprehended, Paul said, Philippians 3. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But follow me in those things. I learned, Sharon and I had a conversation, I learned from everybody I'm around, because I could see Christ in the true believers, the true remnant, the little flock. Do you find that in your life? That you can learn from Christ through the brethren, and that's one of the ways we learn. But fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. It's a little flock. You know, growth does not necessarily mean God's blessing. Is a tumor a growth? Yes. Is that a good growth? Check the source. You know, you got these revivals that break out, and they're absolutely contrived, most of them. Toronto, the Brownsville garbage and all that. These are marketers. These guys are scammers. They know how to draw a crowd of gullible people who are not enduring sound doctrine, who are not in the Word and grounded in the Word and grounded in a cross life. And so they're going to get in their car and drive all the way across the country, sometimes fly across the world, to go to this so-called stage revival. Well, these guys have figured out what draws a crowd. And when you get a crowd, you get money. Christ's flock is small. When they wanted to crown Jesus as king, what did he do? He went away from them, evaded them, and went to pray. John 6:15. True men of God do not receive glory to themselves. It all goes to Jesus. And that's what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 5, when he said, I did not come to you with excellency of speech. with eloquent speech in the wisdom of men, so that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We have these cult of personalities throughout our nation, where our cities are littered with these enterprising marketers we call pastors. And people are following them in large account. And that's what he's saying right here. And I'll finish with this. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. Let's start two verses earlier. 29 in first chapter of 1 Corinthians, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Verse 30, but of him, of Christ, are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in who? The Lord, not in men. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. I didn't use excellency of speech when I preached the word. For I determined for him not to know anything among you save or except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness. In weakness, not in strength, not in a three-piece suit standing head and antlers above everybody else, like David's brothers who were rejected, but in weakness and in fear and in much, not just trembling, but much trembling. How's that as a resume for the grand preacher of all the New Testament? See, God looketh on the heart. God seeth not as man seeth. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 8. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Here's the whole reason why. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Too much of the modern church world is staged events. It's not true fellowship. It's not authentic. It's a lot of equipment, a lot of production, a lot of acting going on with a cast and a crew, a pastor and a choir and all this stuff. And God would have us to examine the authenticity of our own heart and our fellowship with him and our fellowship gatherings, fellowship with one another. Acts 2:42-47 is the pristine state of the early church before deceivers entered in. We do well to take a look closely at the four elements of worship that were experienced by the early church as they met house to house daily. Acts 2:42-47.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.